Parshas Poro on the Midaraisa. Not Poshet. So some say it's Zois Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Lamor. That there's a Lamor, that there's a Dintaka to say it. That itself is the Makar. The Stifler brings in Birchas Peretz that the Makar for the Dairaisa of Parshas Poro is Gora Posek in Parshas Metzora. It says, V'hizartem es b'nei Yisroel mitumoisom. And that's the Makar of why there's a din to say it. A din of Amiris Parshas Poro. What is Parshas Poro Aduma doing over here? What's the shaychis between L'chaira, the tzivoy of Parshas Poro Aduma could be was gor at the beginning of the tkuf in the midbar. Why was Mischadish over here? So the Chizkuni says because right at the end of the last week's parsha, we had all the people that died in the Magefa, and there was a lot of Tumas Meis. Alternatively, it's Mechubar to the Hemshek of the parsha where you have later on in the parsha, you have Misas Miriam, Misas Sadikim. So either on that end of it or on that end of it. It's connected to Misa. The way we have it, Parshas Chukas is a separate parsha. In the minhag of the Teimanim, they don't have Parshas Chukas. The first half of Parshas Chukas is Meshech Shaychi to Parshas Koirach. Maybe again because of the Misa of the Magefa, there was a needed Paraduma. And the second half of Chukas is Meshech Shaychi to Balak. That's according to their Mesoira. The way we have it in our Mesoira, it's a separate parsha of 87 Psukim. And again, you have to know what the connection, what it's doing over here. The Netziv says a very interesting chiddush. What's the connection over here after Paraduma? He says, because we know that the Masayim Chamishim Anoshim, that they all wanted to be Makdir Ketoris, they died because they had a she'ifa to go to a darg of Kedusha that they weren't holding thereby. And that's also what a person's not supposed to do. They try to jump beyond the Madrega. What's the connection to Paraduma? Zot the Netziv, a tremendous chiddush in Pshat. Because we know that in Paraduma, Me'ikar Adin, it's allowed to be done with a Tful Yoyim. Someone who was not Herif Shemesh yet. He was Toigu, but he was not Herif Shemesh. It's kosher for Paraduma. The Tzedoikim were Machmir, they held it has to be done Mamish B'Mu'urvei Shemesh. And that's why Chazal, Dafka, when they prepared Paraduma, they made it. There's a whole Seder Advarim, the Mishnah in Parah, that they prepared it done Ayyadei Tful Yoyim. He says, this mistake of the Tzedoikim, it's a Madazat to say that's channel the Snichas of the Torah, because it's Tzedoikim that came afterwards, but that's what he says, Pshat. That the Tzedoikim have the same toss, that they're zuching of a higher Madrega. You have to know, it has to be done what's necessary. And that's how he says it's the connection to Paraduma. Now, Mitzad Echad Paraduma is a choik. Mitzad Sheni, Rashi brings a reason that it's Machaper on Chetu Egel. Tova Ya'ein, Vitekanech Tzoyas Bino. So it's taka shtikal astira. Is it choik? Or is it is there a reason behind it? The pashtus, you have to understand that Paraduma has two inyanim. Paraduma is a metaher and it's a mechaper. Paraduma is a metaher, and on that it's a choik, because we know it's a pella that it's metaher tameim and metame tehoirim, and in that bechina it's a choik, and Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti ech kemov yurechoikim imeni. It's a choik. The Seder, how it's metaher, is a choik. But it's not a choik on the kapara. Paraduma is a chatos kari rachmona. It has a bechin of a carbon. And in that gender that it has a bechin of a carbon, it's mechaper, and it's mechaper on chayta ego. So the metaher is a choik. The mechaper is mechaper on chayta ego. There's another chapter why it's a choik. It says, on the other hand, we're saying, why is it a choik? It has mechaper and chayta egel. So we said a taich. The metaher is a choik. The mechaper is with a svar. But there's another pshat. The Chanukas HaTorah says, we say it in the piyutim, when those that say the piyutim, he says, mimora chuka gozra. Paraduma was already mimora. And mora was already given paraduma. Mora was before chayta egel. So in Moro, what's the pshat in Paraduma? If you tell me Paraduma is a svara because it's Mechaper and Chayta Egel. Mi Moro Chuka Gazra. When it was given in Moro, then it's Avad Al-Bechina of Choyk. Afterwards comes, there's a Hezra to it. But Mi Moro, it was a Choyk. But there's more to it also. The emesis, the reason why it's Mechaper and Chayta Egel is because it's a Choyk. Chayta Egel, the toyus was that they came with a cheshbin, and they had cheshbonis why it's going to do tikkunim and alamas el yoinim if they're going to do this egel. About it, it was grace of cheshbonis. And as we know, the Chaim Volozhin is mazbe, before Matan Torah, you're allowed to make cheshbonis. Yaakov Avinu married two wives, you're allowed to make cheshbonis. Aber noch Matan Torah, and there's no azazach, and that was the mistake of Chet Egel. And that's why the Mishkan is keseder kasher tziva Hashem. It's ibrig mechazit so many times because you have to tone in that you're doing it kasher tziva Hashem, and that Rabbi say is choik, because choik in when a yid keeps choik, that's a proba, that's a simin that even when he's keeping the mitzvah sichlis, it's all the b'chinas choik, all the b'chinas kasher tziva Hashem, and that's how it's mechaper on Chet Egel. The Chet Egel was this cheshbon of mekematan cheshbonis. Yovai choik shall pour out duma v'yichaper. Yes, I wonder that's a choik. I wonder that's mechaper. Taka hainuach. The fact that we're mechaper on ourselves choik, that's how it's mechaper for pour out duma. We know the Gemara brings down the story of Dama ben Sina. He was very nizer and kibbutz aveim. Ad kadekach, he didn't want to wake up his father, even though they wanted to buy from him one of the avnei achoishin, avnei ha'efoi, and he didn't wake him up. And in that chus, it was noilad l'shona acheres. It was noilad behem a pour out duma. What's the Shaykh's Kibbet Av? He was Makabit Kibbet Av, and different, he was Zoycha to a Parah Aduma. The Pshad is because the Emes is a Kitzrug on Klal Yisrael. Zevi Agoy! Aza Darga from Kibbet Av. By Agoy. And the answer back is no. Oh, but that's a Mitzvah Sichli of Kibbet Av. Zetzto as Klal Yisrael is Makayim, even Parah Aduma, even Choyk. That's why it was Noyla, that's Loy Parah Aduma to bring in this message. Efshe by the Goy is given a Kibbet Av. A Seichel the Kibbetzah from Kibbet Av. Aber Paraduma is choik, and the choik of Paraduma is a proba on all the mitzvahs that we do. And that's the connection between Paraduma and Kibbutz Av. Although the truth is, there's an interesting maisha. We mentioned the Mora Chuka Gazra, and it's Pashit, not so Pashit as it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Mora they were given Shabbos, Kibbutz Av Va'im, and Dinim. And we have Rashi brings Shabbos Paraduma V'Dinim. Rashi in Pashit B'Shalach says, in Mora, they were given Shabbos, Pora Aduma V'dinim. It's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shabbos Kibbutz Av V'dinim. Someone wanted to say it was a mistake. Rashi had written Shabbos, Chof Aleph V'dinim. And it said Chof Aleph, then a Chacham switched it to Pei Aleph, and then another Chacham switched it to Pora Aduma. And that's how it got to Pora Aduma. But the emphasis is, there's a Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim. Rashi says, in Mora was given Shabbos, Kibbutz Av, Pora Aduma V'dinim. Unless it said Kibbutz Av and Kibbutz Aim, and again, the second Chof Aleph turned into Parah Aduma. However, you have to know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin only says Shabbos Kibbutz Av Adinim. Rashi puts together Kibbutz Av Parah Aduma, and we see that there's some kind of a connection between Kibbutz Av and Parah Aduma over here. Anyways. The Sfasemis gives a moshel of a choik. What's the pshat in choik? We know that the Ramach Evarim of a person is Keneged, every one of the mitzvahs essay and the Shasar Gidim. But you have Evarim in a person that are Begoli. And you have Evarim that we don't even know what they're for. Maybe La'at La'at, people, the doctors trying to understand the Havana behind what each Aver is for. We don't know exactly always. And therefore there are Evarim that are more Begoli. They are from the Ramach Evarim, the Ramach mitzvahs that are more Begoli. And they're from the Ramach mitzvahs, Ramach Evarim that are less Begoli. They're all important. Maybe we don't know. Red Zachai, you can take out this Aver. Alsa Tzayim good. You'll survive anyways. No. There's the reason the Aver's made it, that Aver. Try to take apart a Japanese camera and you put it back together and there's an extra screw. Then you did something wrong. The screw was in there for a reason. It's not. They know what they were doing. The Ramach Evarim, this Taka Behalten Evarim, that we don't Behalten, that we don't see, Behalten, we don't understand. That's the beginning of Choyk. Now Shloim HaMelech says he wanted to be haven. Shloim HaMelech wanted to be made in the side of Parah Aduma. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph, Bikesh Koheles Lios Kemoshe. Koheles is Shloim. Bikesh Koheles Lios Kemoshe. Shenemar Bikesh Koheles Limtzoy Divrei Chayfetz. Yotes Abasko VaOmerloi because of Yosher Divrei Emes VeLeikom Novel Yisrael Kemoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand Shloim HaMelech not. There's a Rosh Hashanah that says over here VeLokhu LaTomei. May afar sreifa sachatas. Latome may afar sreifa sachatas. The Rosh Hashanah says lemoishe. In the correct order, it's lemoishe. The same letter spelled out is shloima. But that's shloima fi aseid. Not everything. Lemoishe at fashtan. Oh, but the emes is, in the tifkeit of it, Shloim HaMelech's question on Paraduma that he said on it, about it's much more deep than that, what we're saying now, but in the Shoresh HaDvarim, his question was, Metaher Tmeim and Metamei Tahiru. That was a stira. That's what he wasn't saying, but that's what he didn't understand. The emes is, Moshe Rabbeinu asked that kasha from the Rabbeinu Shloim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Tzadik V'raloi and Rosh HaVetoivar. That's the same shayla. In Shoresh, that's the same shayla. That was the Sugyan Brochus. You see, that was the Spitz shayla. Eidan Oz, the Rachecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know Spitz, the Mahal Chivarim of the Rabbeinu Shlom. How is he Mevatei that question? Rosh of Tzadik, Rosh of Toifoi, Tzadik Varala. That's the same shayla of Shlomo Melech, of Matar, Tmeim, and Tami Tahir. The Stira. And the truth is, the whole concept is a Stira. We say that Paradum is Vachaper Fecheta Egel. Paraduma, they took Olev de Kapar, I'm sorry, by Chayta Egel. By Chayta Egel, they took Zog, which is a Dover Doimim, they put it into a fire, came out a Dover Chai. And by Paraduma, we do Fakeret. We take Paraduma, Chai, and they put it into the Eish, and it turns into Eish. It's the opposites. And the aside of that is because the Eish could do both things. The Eish could do both things. Zay what the Eish, go give a cook what the Eish did by Egel and see what the Eish does by Paraduma. The Eish has the tchuna to go both ways. It depends how you use it. And that's taka the limud. That's taka the limud that a person is supposed to know. I still brought down Metar Tmeim and Metamik Tahirin. It's going on a person's avoida, on a personal level. Rabbi Natan already writes in Sefer HaYoshar, Rav Volba talks about this Barichas and Ali Shor. There's Yimei Ava and Yimei Sina. There are Yimei Aliyah and Yimei Yerida. Yimei Tahara and Yomim that aren't so such. A person has to know that there's a beginning of Metayr Tameim, Metami Tahirim. Sometimes Dafka from the Matzav of Aliyah, when everything is going smooth and Gishmak and there, then you have to be extra careful. Then you have to be extra careful. You might fall. And Dafka from the Metayr Tameim, Dafka from the Yimei Sina, when there's a Yerida, from the Sheva Yipel Tzadik, from them Kum Taka Devakom. And that's all what we have here from the Paraduma, from the Metayr Tameim, Metami Tahir. Yeah, there's a Gansu Mesechta from Para Aduma. Gansu Mesechta, one of the Pratim. Run a mice like this. We know it has to be a Para and not an Eglo. The Sefri also darshins. It has to be a Para and not an Eglo. And the question is how old? 2 years old, 3 years old. The Machlaikis in the Gemara, in the Mishnais, in the beginning of Mesechta Para. The Rambam is there in Hilchas Para Aduma, Mamish in the beginning, Perak Aleph, Alach Aleph. Ain't like an eglo or megadlenoi. So you're not allowed to buy an eglo when it's 1 year old and let it grow up, and then you'll have a paraduma. You have to first buy it when it's a para. As I talked to Rambam, based on the Sefri, para v'loy eglo. Ain't like an eglo or megadlenoi. The Rabbi Afanot argues, and the Rabbi says, Avadi, you could buy it. You could buy it when it's 1 day old. The issue is not to be makdashit as a paraduma until it's taka the right age, 2, 3, the machlokes tanoim. Oh, but the etzim buying, you're allowed to buy it. Shtei tov achleikas, the Rambam says, ein loikhen egli, you're not even allowed to buy it. L'chor, there's a shtikl araya to the shita saraybid. The Gemara says, that Dama ben Asina, the Gemara in Kedushin, that he wanted to buy they wanted to buy from him one of the avonim, he didn't want to sell, his father was sleeping. L'shona acheres, noilev loy para aduma, the edroi, nichnesu chachan etzlei, to buy it. It doesn't say they waited 2 years till it became part. Lishon Acheres Noiled like Paraduma Be'edve. They went into buy it like the Raivet. That's good because like the Raivet Avada, you're allowed to buy it. It's just that you're not allowed to be makdish it. The Milchas Chinuch is Mesupik. Is it Ma'akiv this din that you're not allowed to buy it when it's an Eglo? So he tells Tzu an interesting Maisa. There's a Mishnah in Parah. Perik Beis, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Paras Chatas Mu'uberes Ksheiro V'Chachamim Poislin. If you have a Paras Chatas that's Mu'uberes, it's Kosher, the Chachamim Pasal. And all the Rishonim, Shtel, Tyson, but Metziah Daflam, all the Rishonim, Afanor, the Bartanur, the Rash, the Rav, they all tell you have a Machlekes Tanoim if a Paras Chatas Mu'uberes is Kosher. Avad it's Pasal. How did it become Mu'uberes? Allah Oleh Zohar. And that was the previous Mishnah already, that Allah Oleh Zohar already passes. The etzim fact of Allah Zohar already passes the paraduma. If all of Zohar already passes, how could you have a machloikis here if Muberis is possible? How could you have a machloikis that got Muberis? So the Rishonim say various tutsim. All of Zohar is only if you did it the Chavonon, if it happened by itself, not. But then they bring, Sai Toysim of Metzia brings, and Sai the Rash over here from North, Rabbi Yitzchak Misimpunta. He says a different shot. He says, Avada, a parah muberes is possible for sure because it was already all Ola Zohar. This machloikis of paras chatas muberes means about the baby, the Vlad. If you bought the Vlad when it was muberes, is it possible because of this din of parah v'loy egla? And the Metzchina wants to do a diagram. So you see, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Misimpunta, that Avada, it's a problem buying it before that it's going to even be leiku. State in the pasuk v'ikhoi lecha par aduma tmima asher in bo mum asher loy aleha oil asher loy Allah aleha oil. There's a word from the Chayzim in Lublin. Asher ein boy mum. Someone that thinks he's so perfect and he doesn't even have a mum. He thinks he's mum ein boy. He thinks he's mamash choshev a guy. Asher loy Allah aleha oil. Fakert, come fakert. He wasn't even makabel oil yet. Someone that's makabel oil and is working on himself knows that he has milus, he has chesroinus. He said before, there's Yimei Tara, Yimei Yerid, Yimei Aliyah. Oh, but Asher ein boy mum. Else is perfect. He missed the boat. Asher loy Allah aleha oil. The Chal wasn't makabel oil yet. He's holding way before. I saw a similar on the Etzem Verte from Shlomo Melech. Amarti Echkema v'Yirchoykim Imenu. Shlomo Melech says it on the Paraduma. That's what Shlomo Melech was saying. Al Pidrush. Amarti Echkema. Someone that walks around there, Retzach Chaim. He means it's a Chacham. It's v'Yirchoykim Imenu. For him, it's Nishta Chacham. Someone who doesn't halt Chazach Chacham, he's the one that's going to be taku work on himself. The Shachat Oysel Lefonav. You have to shech the Paraduma. The Targum Yoyinson says over here, v'shachat oisel lefanav, v'yivdegei v'timnei srei treifin. You're going to check if it has any one of the 18 different treifas. There are various ways, and it could be a treifa. You'll be boidek v'timnei srei treifin. You'll check if it has a treifa. No, after you shech the behemah, you have to be boidek taka. The shlachta is, you check if it's a treifa. This Targum Yoyinson is a pella. The Gemara in Chulin Dafir Aleph, the famous sugyo, the Gemara wants to know, what's the makar for holchan achar aroiv? And the Gemara looks for various makayrus holchan achar aroiv. Then one of the makayrus the Gemara brings as the makar that you're soymach on roiv, the Gemara says it's from paraduma, because you have to shech the paraduma and it has to be tamima. And don't go tell me that you're going to shech, you're going to be boidik. Normally after you shech the behemah, you can be boidik afterwards. And if you see it's a child of treif, you give the behemah to a goy. Oh, but by paraduma it says v'shochat v'sorat. You can't check. Maybe it was taka treifa. How do you ever rely by paraduma? Most things up to Gemara, roiv behemis aren't the treifa. Roiv behemis aren't the treifa. You're allowed to rely. Kuponim, the Gemara has rise back and forth, but the Gemara brought a raya from Parah Aduma that you're allowed to rely that roiv behemis aren't treifa, because if not, how are you going to know if it's not a treifa? And you can't check because the shachat v'sara. And daughter Targum Yoinison, Miss Allen from the Gemara, Zot the Targum Yoinison, the Shachat Eisel Lefonav, the Yivdekinu Betimnei Srei Treifin. You check for the treifas. The Gemara says Nishtazai. There's a Teretz I saw brought down. Of Tzvi Pesach Frank brings other Achrayim say, Toysus and Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis on the day says, the Gemara there says, V'chila Oiru Hutzarach, you think they need the Oiru, the Menoira, the whole Arboim Shona, they had Anani Kovid. Toysus over there says that Anani Kovid had a unique power, a unique characteristic. With Anani Kovid, you were able to, I mean, he doesn't use these words, but it was able to be an X-ray. The Anani Kovid, you were able to see into a kli, the chavis, the lirois mavatoich achavis. By Bazoi, the Targum Yoinison, the Shachat Oysel Lefonov is going on a Lozer Akoyin, the Shachat Oysel Lefonov, the first paradumah, there was 10 paradumahs. It's going to be the 10th one. The Shachat Oysel Lefonov is going on the first one. Zot the Targum Yoinison, the Shachat Oysel Lefonov in the midbar where they shepherd that first paradumah. The kinu b'timnei srei treifin with Anani Kovid, you can see straight through X-ray vision. You can see that it has no chashash of treifas. What the Gemara in Chulin is bringing a raya from the din of paraduma that you're allowed to rely on roiv. It's from the other paradumas, but from the original one, the shachat oisel lefonov. Over there, you were allowed to you were supposed to and hechad efshel levarim evarinon with the Anani Kovid, you were able to be boidik where the treifas were. Now it says the shachat oisel lefonov. Rashi brings Zor Shoichet. You don't need a Kohen even for Shechita. Zor Shoichet Elazar Roya. B'shachat Oisel Afonav. You don't need a Kohen. You don't need a Kohen. The Zor could check it. Shechita Kshera Bizar, Elazar Roya. The Achrayim have a kasha. Why is Elazar Roya? Why isn't the Zar that Shechita Kashin? Erecha Neman B'Yisurin. Erecha Neman B'Yisurin. The Shechit himself is Neman. By Shechita, we don't need someone else standing. Oimir Al Gaba by a regular Godel, oh, that's Shechit. You don't need Oimir Al Gaba. The Shechit himself is Neman. Hamina Taira. Kol Yisrael, Al Shechita. It's a machloikis, Rishonim, in the beginning of Gittin. What the Makar is, over Erech and Emin Bisurin? Why do you need a Lazar Shoichet? Zar Shoichet, the Lazar Roya? So Pshat says, the Emes, why is Erech and Emin on Shechita? It's connected to Chazak Yisura. Connected to Chazak Yisura, the Behemo is Becheskes Eivim Menachai. Behemo is Becheskes Eivim Menachai. So there's a lot of Torah on this. But Dvom HaHalachim Rishonim, that it's not such a stark Chazoka. Because it's shochet lefonecha, and the fact that it's shochet lefonecha takes away from the chazak eivrim in achai, and that's why erechad is neman on shechita. Maybe b'tzir of biyodei the rishonim also bring it's another mahalach. Tosfos brings it in Gittin. The Marduk Mechulin brings this mahalach that it's not such a stark chazak. Now, when you're shechting a behema, the issue is you want to eat it afterwards. So you want to eat it afterwards. Erechad neman b'yisurim. You're allowed to eat. But when you're shechting paraduma, what's the point of paraduma? The point of paraduma is to go afterwards, make it into Efer Paraduma, and to use it for the Seder Tahara of someone that's Tomei Meis. That Yidus Tomei Meis is Becheskas Tomei. How are you going to rely on an Erechot to use the Paraduma to Mitar Yena, who's Bevandai Becheskas Tomei? If the Teretz why Erechot is Neman on Shechita is because Becheskas Eivim Menachai, no, it's Shochet Lufanecha. Or here you have another Chazaka, Becheskas Tomei of the Gaber that you're trying to be Mitar. Taki, you need two Eidim. Allah is Zor Shoichet, and therefore you have taka shnei edim, and that's what the nemonis of paradum is. A chiddush. Zoyis ha-toyra adam ki yomus ba'oyel. The Gemara says, Omer eshlokish minayin she'ein divrei toyra miskaimin elo v'mi shemei misatzmo yoleh. Shenemer zoyis ha-toyra adam ki yomus ba'oyel. The Chofetz Chaim said that a person has to be koveya itim, and even someone that's loyim ha-toyra yoyim ha-valayla has to have a bazundu at time that he's koveya itim l'toyra. We know the second shiloh that they ask you is kovata itim l'toyra, and the pastor that's even on someone that learns the whole day. Oh, but there's a bazundu machai from kovata itim l'toyra, and by this kaviyas itim, so the Chofetz Chaim said he said a mashal about someone that taka was a big soicher, and he wasn't such a koveya itim l'toyra. And it came a time when he was mekabel on himself he's going to be koveya itim l'toyra, and he's going to be koveya itim from 9 to 12 every morning. He's learning after that. Came the people, the business associates, they wanted to buy, they wanted to sell, they wanted advice, they wanted to go in, garnish, the door's locked. So they said, well, one day, it could be like this, every day, this is the new schedule, 9 to 12, to get business coming, going. He said, from 9 to 12, I'm dead. When I'm going to die one day, as I've been saying, it's going to be a right? There's going to be a Levi, then afterwards also, you're going to do it. From 9 to 12, I'm dead. Afterwards, we'll talk business. Ein atayra miskayemes, elu mishamemes atzmeyomen. And he said over a shar from Nusra the Chofetz Chaim, every person, like, when he's sitting by the stender, a person's name is born by this, yoim yoim kechadoshim, tetrachtazim. When a person is sitting by a stender, in a big bismedish with hundreds of people, yes, but when he's sitting in the bismedish, he has to think as if he's the only yid that's sitting and learning, and there's no one else sitting and learning. And this is the only daf gemara that's here, this is the Torah that was given, this daf, that's chof, he's holding, this is what he's holding. And today is the last day of his life. And this is what he's supposed to be learning. It's under a learning. It's under a learning. Try it. Is it? There's no one else here. This is the only daf, and today's the last day of my life. Thus is Mei Misatzmei Olev. Thus is Mei Misatzmei Olev. Saying, Oichet Zoi Satoira Odom Ki Yomis V'Oyel. Oyel is a lashon of Arai. Afterwards, a person goes, the Pasuk says, Ki Hoylech Odom El Beis Oylomoy. A person's bias is not here. A Torah is miskayim by someone who treats it as oyel, someone that realizes that over here in this world, he's only bebchinas oyel. And afterwards, it's going to be to his real bias. Someone that learns and goes through to his avodas Hashem and is learning in Azaif, and that's the Torah is miskayemes etzlo. It's miskayemes etzlo the Torah because he knows that his matzav here is arai. There's another nakud that says, v'osaf ish tahar es efer apora. There's a Chasam Sofer, he says, v'mesoyra, we have three times the word v'osaf. V'osaf ish tohar. You also have v'osaf hametsoyra, in Melachim, And there's a pasuk va'osaf nidchei Yisrael. Those are the three times it says va'osaf. So the Chasam Sofer always darshins, what's the connection when you have the same word in a few different places? The Balaturim does this a lot. Zok the Chasam Sofer, what's the three va'osafs? Va'osaf nidchei Yisrael is going on the geula. The geula is going to be va'osaf nidchei Yisrael. But we know ein ben David ba el oy bedor shekulei zakai oy bedor shekulei chayiv, and that's the remez over here. Va'osaf nidchei Yisrael. It's either going to be va'osaf hametzayra, or it's going to be va'osaf ishtar. Either there's not only going to be kulei chayiv, or it's only going to be kulei zakai. Now the Chafetz Chaim wrote on this musig of Ein Ben David Ba El Ledor Shekulei Zakai or Kulei Chayiv, that it's going to be both. That it's going to be both. It's going to be Azam Matzav in the door, where it's going to be black and white, and it's going to be obvious. And there's going to be the Kulei Chayiv Nikis, and there's going to be the Kulei Zakai Nikis. That's going to be the Matzav of the door. And Dafka by such a Matzav comes, when it comes near this end, Dafka the Yetzahara comes Bezunder with a starkite to schlepzich people to the other side. But that's the person has to be makir that's the matzav right now. That's the matzav right now. The Yetzahara is coming. That mitzad echad is mamish ribuy of Torah, ribuy of limud haTorah, ribuy of loymde haTorah, the eches of the kams. Mashaloi hoye b'dayrus lefanim. And the tzad neged is coming with very, very stark mulchamas and very stark ammunition, also which wasn't the Doris Lefanenu. Because when it comes near the end, there always is that extra fight that he puts in extra ammunition. A makar for this is, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, one of the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash was, La'ira keri l'koyin gadol b'yom HaKippurim. Teramaisa, La'ira keri l'koyin gadol b'yom HaKippurim. A grace and wife is the koyin gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Chassid Yai is there in the Mishnah, he says, yeah, because it's the Kohen Gadol and it's Yom Kippur. And it's always like that. When there's one side against the other side, and the two sides are fighting, dafka when one of the sides is gar extra stark, and it looks like, say, the Moiridik, comes the other side and Nochamo gives a clap. It's a Moifus, it's one of the Asar Nisim, the Beis HaMikdosh. Shalairoa carry the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Dafka, because it's Kohen Gadol, because it's Yom Kippur, come to under his eye. In the matzav now of Dor Shekulei Zakai, it's Moiridik, the starkite of the riboy of the Torah, and also the tzad neged. And the tzad neged is a zoy stark, vice to that what we can get from the other side, which is a zoy stark. Zel umazeh. There's another memor chazal in Odom Kiyomas Ba'oil. The Gemara says, Amrav Yoichanan, La'olam al yibna atzmai adam midivrei Torah afilu b'shas misa. Shenemar zoi sa Torah adam kiyamas boil. Before we spoke at the Chazal, you have to be memes atzmai b'ol l'shatara. This is another Chazal that a person has to learn every day, even b'yoy moisa. And this is brought down l'alach in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, they bring a different makar for the pasuk. They bring the pasuk pen yisuru milvavecha kol yimei chayecha. On the side the Rambam and side Shulchan Aruch and the Chazal Torah is a chiyav b'zunder adin chayev l'ma Torah afilu b'yoy moisa. Someone said pshat from Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Said a word, which he tossed like, "I am is given als kulei Torah." It's nog ba'olam that when a person is about to be niftim in the olam, it's a vidui. But also, you say Shema Yisrael. So, poshut you think it's an expression of emuna. A person goes out one last time, Kabbalas Olam Hashamayim, emuna, and about it, that's true. That's the bitui. That's what's nog that you say Shema Yisrael. Moshe Shmuel said, no, it has to come with this din. May Ema say, Adam Chayv Alamed Benoit Torah from the beginning. Mishiyadeh Ledaber. As soon as the child wants to speak, you teach him Torah Tzivadon Moshe and Shema Yisroh. Aslim the Torah. And Chayv Adam Lomoy, call you may Chayv. Afilu B'yoy Moshe. And B'yoy Moshe, it's Nogim Klai Yisroh. As Mezok Medrikto is the last thing you say, Nochamo Shema Yisroh. It's a Skiras Magal, it's closing a closed circuit on the limit of Torah for the Mesh. It's not a steer, it's also avada ol ma'af shamayim and a bitu yavamuna and als, avada. Aber, Moshe Shmuel Moshe Tosai, it's als tayr. Onfang is tayr, chilosai divrei tayr, vafilo ad yoy moisai, odom kiyom is boyal, even the last day, vayoy moisai, limura tayr. Stay vayt in the parasha v'chol klipa suach, asher ain't summit posil olav, tamehu. Chofetz Chaim said a word, lagabi loshon hara. It's about your mouth. The whole kli pasuach. If a person has a mouth that's open, asher ain summit pasul. If he doesn't know how to close it and seal it, tummy. Chafetz Chaim. You have a sach sugis. You have the misas Miriam. You have chet me meriva. One akuden chet me meriva taich. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to talk to the seller, and instead he hit the seller. The emes is the previous time he was supposed to hit the seller in Parshas Bishal, but this time he was supposed to talk to the seller, and instead he hit it. So it was don einish. It's a shaila. What ginoy is the sugya? What's the einish? What's the a chesaron in kvayt shemayim? Under in the inyan. I saw in the Lekech HaLibov, he says the taich is, there's different anhogas how HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears zich mit Klal Yisrael. There's a bechina that Klal Yisrael fears zich, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears zich mit Klal Yisrael, HaKol Kol Yaakov, with Koyach HaDibur, just Koyach HaDibur. And then there's a mahalach that it's more Yudayim Yidei Esav. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to speak to the seller, and this was going to be a symbolism of Moshe Rabbeinu going into Eretz Yisrael, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have went into Eretz Yisrael, then the entire Melchames with the whole Lamed Aleph Melochim, with all the Knainim and the Shiva Umayis and all the things, it would have been done with Azah Bechina of Bedibur, without Kli Zayin, without Melchama. It was supposed to be a Fazamadre. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, felt, maybe that was a mistake, but that wasn't the Madrega, and it requires hitting the seller. And therefore, about it, oynish, but it's more than oynish. It's tzugupas the hemshech advarim. So I say the entrance to Eretz Yisrael has to be with that hanhaga. If they're not holding by the dibur el asela that it's kol kulay a bechina that the avish is dibur ba'atem tachrishon and everything goes like that. If it's taka with hanhaga of hitting, okay, so then that's going to be the hanhaga. And the entrance to Klal Yisrael, the entrance to Eretz Yisrael is going to have to be like that. So about it was an oynish, but it's more than oynish. It's a taich. It's a taich. If they would have done the hanhaga of the dibartem el asela, then the whole entrance to Eretz Yisrael would have been dibur dik. Bedibur ba'alma. The hanhoga here was the Vayachas Asela, so the whole Knesset Eretz Yisrael was it. The very chosh of the Yalkut Shemoini. Moshe Rabbeinu originally was supposed to be the Dibartem El Asela. So the Yalkut Shemoini asks for Emes the first time it says, V'kisem, he was supposed to hit it. So he says, Avada, it's a mushel, then the Be'er was much smaller. A Rebbe in Cheder, when the child is very small, sometimes the Rebbe has to give him some clap. V'kisem. But afterwards, that's not Danhaga. When the Talmud's already older, then it doesn't go with a clock. Then it goes with the Bartim. And therefore, the Be'er was younger first. As he's up the Medrash and Moshel. But the Medrash fears always, he says, yeah, it was supposed to be V'kisem, and the second time the Bartim. What's the Bartim? What are you supposed to say to the rock? What was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to say? Sela, Sela, Tein Mayim. What was he supposed to say? He's up to Yalkut Shemoini. Koidem, Hayakotam, V'kisem. Shenema, V'kisem, Batsur. Aval Achshav. V'dibartem el asela. Shanei alof perek echad v'moitzi mayim in asela. It's a moira de kemenish. Shanei alof perek echad. Zokta shtikl toiru. V'dibartem el asela. Zokta pshat m'rambam. Say a daf gemara. Perek mishnayis. Zokta epes. Zokta mort. Nish sela sela ten mayim. Zok toiru. Mit the toiru. Mit the shtikl toiru. Come to mayim. Koyecha toiru. Zoy zokti yakich mayim. That was supposed to be the anhoga of the v'dibartem el asela. Was supposed to be with the koyach. From koyecha toiru. Shanei alof perek echad. What's the name? Gezokt. It's a Gezokt Teure. As I say, Yalkut Shemoini. You have Noch Hazach, Vayishna Aknani Melech Arod. What should you say? Vayishma Aknani Melech Arod. Aknani Melech Arod wanted to start up with the Yidden. Rashi says it was Amalek. It was Amalek came to start up with them. So why does it say Aknani? Vayishma Aknani. So Rashi, first of all, he heard that Aaron was Niftar and then Anani Kavu was Mistalik, so he wanted to start up with the Yidden. So Rashi says it was Amalek. But Amalek knows that the Eibishter treats the Yidden with Koyach HaDibur, that if the Yidden are going to daven, then he could stop the Kol Yochol, the Koyach HaTfila. But Amalek said like this, if we're going to go like Amalekim, so Klai Yisrael is right away going to daven, save us from Amalek, and we're going to lose. So the Amalekim came with a plan. They said, we're going to come with the Lashon of the Kenayim. Right? Shina es l'shoinai l'dabar b'lashon Kenayim. Kedei sheyi Yisrael mespalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asis Kenayim b'yodim. They came talking like Kenayim. And if they're going to Yidna, going to daven to Hashem, save us from the Kenayim. But it's not Kenayim, it's Amalekim. So the tefillah won't be answered. That was their plan, to come speak like Kenayim, with the Lashon of Kenayim. But the Yidna saw them, Taka. And he saw that the Lashon is like Kenayim, but the Malbushim is like Amalekim. So the Yidna saw that something is Modni. So his spouse stam, Nosam Titanes Om Hazeh. The Yidna realized that it's not clear who these people are. So they daven the power of the Lashon, save us from whoever they are. Nosam Titanes Om. So the kasha is, this was an interesting plan, the Oibach HaKam Kait, from the Amalek, to be with the Lashon of Kenayim. But they messed up, because they came from Malbushim of Amalekim, and then the Yidden chapped on, and they davened the power of a Lashon. It would have been smarter, if they would have done the job well, they would have dressed up like Kenayim also. They should have been Lashon like Kenayim, Medabram Kemoy Kenayim, then the Yidden for sure would not have any snakes, they would think it's the Kenayim. They were davening that the Kenayim should be safe from the Kenayim, and it wouldn't help the feeling because really it's Amalekim. Zokra of Pinchas Mikaret, Samar the Yisoid. If they would talk like Kenayim and also be dressed up like Kenayim. Zen is a Kenayim. What makes the person? L'shoyne v'malbusha. If it would have been both, that they would have baitzach also Lashon shel Kenayim and also Malbushim shel Kenayim, Taka it wouldn't. And then the Yidden would have davened saved us from the Kenayim. Taka would have been saved them from the Kenayim. Because thus is Kenayim. Malbusham ubishoinam beidetz ezamin. Thus is Hashem. Thus is Hashem. Thus machta. Thus machta. Thus that's kivei what you are. The Chaim Kanievsky says, it says, v'yidin davin and nosan titin yisoham hazeh biyodi. It says, nosan titin, it's like a shein ma'isa. You know, it says a lot of times, it's a gemara in Bav Metzia, a lot of times it says nosan titin, or it says double loshans, and Chazal say, Bav Metzia dach lamanal, it means, afilu meya pa'omim. Nosan titin by tzedaka, afilu meya pa'omim. Ma'azoy tazoy, afilu meya pa'omim. They say by Bikr Choylam also, afilu meya pa'omim. That shows it's supposed to be a short visit. So what's over here? Nosan titin. So he said, this is the Gemara doesn't dash. Zopra Chaim Kanievsky Epshah. But Emes, there was a haftacha that the Amalek is not going to be nichbash until after Kibish Vechilik. Kiyod al Kais Ka, Melcham al Hashem ba'Amalek. Amalek in its entirety can't be Oiz Kishmais until after the Yidden go in and Kibish Vechilik. Here we're holding before they enter Eretz Yisrael, and Amalek is starting up with them. The Yidden can't ask for the full amount, because Amalek is not supposed to be Gishmais yet. So they daven Abrechotch in Nosan Titen. Zalzayn Taka, Nosan Titen, Afil Meyapam, Abyssal, Klappen Zay Abyssal. As I've learned by Tzedok, and Nosan Titen means Tzibisla, Hafimu Meir Po'amim. Here also they daven, it should be a Bechina Chotch, Chotch. It can't be everything, because Yod Al Keis Ka, or Bechotch it should be Nosan Titen, Biyodim. Be'ezer Hashem, Zom Azoy Chazayim, it should be in Gansan Taka, Yod Al Keis Ka, Shmoy Sholem, Bekisay Sholem, Be'ezer Hashem.